I'll be a show.
I don't know who to start with. Pretty big night for both of you guys here. I guess I'll go with Colin. Just what's it like to hit two threes in front of your, you know, a home crowd and have that be your first career points, get a standing ovation?
You know, it's a great feeling. And, you know, my teammates believe in me. The coaching staff believes in me to, you know, knock down those shots. And you know, got some pretty good passes from some from pretty good players. So it's a great feeling to see those go in and, you know, kind of get that out of the way.
Evan, first 20-point game here at the college level. Just what was working for you offensively tonight?
Just getting to the paint, getting them easing calls, you know, getting to the free throw line, just being aggressive around the rim really just helped a lot.
Devin, offensively, it looked like you guys were maybe settling for some threes early, and then you kind of got things going driving to the basket. That kind of changed the flow of the game. How much were you guys emphasizing paint touches, and what were you able to do to get in the paint and start generating some of that?
Yeah, you know, D was been talking about for the last couple of days and since last game too, just keep getting that paint. He told me for a game, like, I need you to drive, getting that paint. So, you know, just coming in, that was my main focus was, you know, getting the paint, getting rebounds, getting the ball up, you know, scoring. So just doing that for my team so we can get in the motion and everything.
How important is that for the way that you guys want to play, getting in the paint, getting those paint touches?
I mean, it means a lot because, you know, if we get in the paint, we get easy kick-out threes and be wide open, easy kick-out threes for our guards. So I feel like that's a big part of us, just trying to get the ball inside, touch the paint once or twice the possession, we'll get easy points off of it.
Devin, felt like pretty low energy for a while in the first half for you guys. Started to pick up toward the half, end of the half, and then the second half was a lot better. Why a slow start, do you think, and what kind of turned it on?
I honestly don't know why the slow start. You know, sometimes that do happen, you know, for teams, but you know, we talked about in the locker room, we need to come out and, you know, play hard. Like, we didn't play hard enough, we didn't have enough talk, we didn't do this and that. So just come talking to each other as a group before the coaches even came in, talking to each other. So that was helpful for us. Then we came out and played hard.
The points of emphasis for you guys this stretch here, these next couple games coming off the A&M game, what's coach has been really
Just development, just, you know, on the court, just be able to, you know, drive, kick, you know, use everybody on the court, get on both sides, get in the paint, which he's been saying. Some of the main points in defense, of course, and rebounding.
Pretty much the whole game.
If either of you guys want to answer this one, Evan only had 3 points but 7 boards. He, like, dove into the crowd on one play. Since we're not there at practice, do either of you guys want to talk about kind of how important Evan is to this team and what he brings this team?
You know, that's just what Evan does. He's an ultimate glue guy. He comes in off the bench with great energy, you know, like those little hustle plays. He'll get on the floor, he'll get dirty, you know, guards the other team's best player and does that well. So, you know, those are the same things we see in practice every day. You know, he's always, you know, picking up full court, guarding people, making hustle plays. So, you know, that's just him, and that's what he's always going to do for us.
And Colin, other than shooting, what other stuff have you been working on to give yourself an opportunity to have the Diebler likes to say, the opportunity to play well? He said in the summer one of the biggest things he wanted you to improve on from high school, and now is your shooting. Along with the shooting, what other things are you trying to improve on to keep getting these opportunities?
You know, definitely defensively, just kind of earning his trust in a way. You know, through a couple games, haven't played much, but, you know, have to make the most of the minutes I get. So, you know, going in there and being solid defensively and really gaining that trust from the whole coaching staff has definitely been, you know, a point of emphasis since the season has started.
I mean, you obviously had a big role on this team last year as well. As a sophomore, you bring in guys like Colin, Braylon coming on the team now. What are your emotions just seeing some of the younger players come in, like John and Colin especially?
I love it. You know, I love seeing my guys eat, you know, get their buckets, do that what they do in practice, you know, giving the opportunity, like what Deep said, getting an opportunity to play well. So just seeing them go in and do that, man, it just means everything for real. I love to see it for real.
Can you speak on being able to penetrate the zone, especially in the second half?
Really just, driving on them closeouts. They wasn't really closing out hard, so just being able to drive them closeout, just cutting. I was cutting a lot, getting easy dump down. So that's really the main thing, just cutting.
Colin, it's not always easy to get playing time early on as a freshman. To use some of these games where there will be opportunities, how important is that for, you know, not only your development but confidence and things like that?
Yeah, for sure. It's really important. You know, these couple stretches of games we have here are important for my development. And like I said earlier, like gaining the coach's trust, you know, I'll probably get more minutes than I would in, you know, bigger games or high-level games. So, you know, kind of going in there and having more of those minutes and earning, you know, some more trust from the coaching staff and the other players on the team is definitely going to be a big part. And, you know, hopefully I can, you know, just keep going, keep working.
It looked like you were comfortable, quick decisions, you know, that's kind of the tempo offense that they like to run. Where do you feel in terms of that level right now, obviously early on working through this?
You know, I feel pretty good. You know, the coaching staff's always on me about, you know, making decisions quicker. You know, that's something coming from high school to college. You know, the game's just faster. So got to make quicker decisions and then, you know, just got to keep playing hard. And that's something I can really hang my hat on, is playing hard and, you know, getting better at making quick decisions and shooting the ball. So, you know, those are things every day. I'm working on them every day in practice. And, you know, hopefully it's translating to games.
Colin, before you hit those threes, there was a play, I think it was in the first half, where it looked like you passed up a shot and then you turned it over, and I saw Diebler talking to you after that. What was his message in that kind of moment? What are you learning in some of those moments?
You know, those moments are beneficial for me because I can really learn. And, you know, he just said to slow down. He thought I was moving a little too fast, you know, trying to make too quick of a decision, but really got to slow down and, you know, kind of just be a basketball player. He said, don't make a decision that's too quick or irrational. You know, I turn the ball over, which obviously he doesn't like. So, you know, just making those quick decisions, but making them under control at the same time.
Evan, do you remember those kinds of moments last year?
Yeah, I do. They would get on me too. So I understand what he is taking from it, because they say the same thing for, you know, all the freshmen coming in. Like, just take your time, you know, play your role, just be more calm. Cause I feel like in high school, like for me too, like everything just like quick, you feel me? A little slower down, but it's still quick. But college is a whole different pace. So, you know, just understand that is a big thing.
You think you started to understand that?
Probably like the end of last year, just starting to understand the pace of the game, you know, I need to move faster, you know, just stuff like that.
Colin, Devin was also an Ohio Mr. Basketball, of course. Can you speak to just how much he has helped you, I guess, adjust to college basketball from a pressure standpoint, especially, and also just on the court?
You know, Devin helps a lot. You know, he comes in every day to practice and he works. You know, that's something I can really learn from him. He comes in, he works every day at practice. Like, he comes in off the bench and gets rebounds for us, you know, takes it into the paint, gets those paint touches we're talking about. So, you know, I can learn a lot from him. And, you know, he just went through it last year. So just taking the words he spreads to me and taking them and, you know, kind of using that to, you know, define my game and define my role.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.